The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole by Sue Townsend. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Thursday, January the 1st, New Year's Day. These are my New Year's resolutions. I promise that 1. I will help blind people to cross the road. 2. I will hang my trousers up. 3. I will put my tapes back in their covers. 4. I will not start smoking. 5. I will stop squeezing the spots on my face. 6. I will be nice to the dog. 7. I will help the poor. 8. After hearing the terrible noises downstairs last night, I promised never to drink alcohol. What bad luck! I'm starting the new year with a spot on my chin. Friday, January the 2nd. I feel terrible today. It's because my mother was singing loudly at 2 a.m. What a mother! I think my parents are alcoholics. Next year, I could be in a children's home. The dog broke the model ship that my father spent 3 months building. He was really angry. The spot on my chin is bigger. It's because my mother doesn't know about vitamins. Sunday, January the 4th. My father is ill. Probably because he doesn't get any vitamins. My mother can't see the spot on my chin. The dog ran away and I broke the stereo. Today was not a good day. Wednesday, January the 7th. Nigel, my friend, came to visit on his new bike. It's got a water bottle, a speedometer, a yellow saddle and thin wheels. I'd love a bike like that. I'd go all over the country. Surely my spot can't get any bigger. I found a word in my dictionary to describe my father. Hypochondriac. He's still ill in bed. We found the dog. Thursday, January the 8th. Now my mother is ill. I have to look after both of them. I have been running up and down the stairs all day. I cooked them eggs and beans and pudding. They must be very ill because they didn't eat any of it. I gave it to the dog. I have decided not to become a doctor. Saturday, January the 10th. Now the dog is ill. The vet took it away. Mr. Lucas from next door came to visit my parents. He gave my mother some flowers. Monday, January the 12th. I went to visit the dog. It has had an operation. The vet showed me a plastic bag with lots of disgusting things in it. He had taken them out of the dog. There were even plastic pirates from my father's model ship. Mr. Lucas came to see my mother again. When he left, my father shouted at my mother. He made her cry. I made her a cup of tea. This made her cry too. You can't please some people. My spot is still there. Tuesday, January the 13th. My father is back at work, thank God. I don't know how my mother stands him. Mr. Lucas came to see if my mother needed any help in the house. He is very kind. Mrs. Lucas was cleaning all the windows in their house. She looked very tired. Wednesday, January the 14th. We went back to school today. When I came home, Mr. Lucas was in the kitchen. He was drinking coffee with my mother. They were laughing, but when they saw me, they stopped. I think the Lucases have an unhappy marriage. Poor Mr. Lucas. There's a new girl in our class. She sits next to me in geography. Her name is Pandora, but she likes being called Box. I don't know why. Perhaps I'll fall in love with her. I'm the right age to fall in love. I'm 13¾ years old. Thursday, January the 15th. Pandora has got long hair, the colour of treacle. She has quite a good figure. I saw her playing netball and her chest was moving up and down. I felt funny. I think this is it. My father discovered the stereo. I told him the dog broke it. He said that when the dog was better from its operation, he would kick it. I hope this is a joke. Mr. Lucas was in our kitchen again. My mother is better now, so I don't understand why he keeps coming round. Friday, January the 16th. Mr. Lucas came round again. He offered to take my mother shopping in his car. They took me to school. We saw Mrs. Lucas on the way. She was carrying big bags of shopping. My mother waved, but Mrs. Lucas couldn't wave back. I sat next to Pandora in geography today. I told her that her eyes were the same colour as my dog's eyes. She asked what kind of dog it was. I told her it was a mongrel. I brought home a book from the library called Care of the Skin. I have left it open on the pages about vitamins. I hope my mother sees it and takes the hint. My spot is now purple. Saturday, January the 17th. Mrs. Lucas is making a new path in her garden. Mr. Lucas made her a cup of tea. He really is kind. Nigel wanted me to go to the cinema with him, but I'm going to see the doctors about my spot. Nigel said he couldn't see it. He was only being polite. The doctor didn't examine the spot. He just said, "Don't worry," and, "Is everything all right at home?" I told him about my bad home life and my poor diet, but he said I looked fine. I will get a newspaper round and go to a private doctor. Sunday, January the 18th. Mrs. Lucas and my mother had a fight about our dog. The dog destroyed Mrs. Lucas's new path. My father offered to kill the dog, but then my mother cried, so he said he wouldn't. All the neighbours were listening to them. Sometimes I really hate that dog. I remembered my promise to help the poor, so I took some old comic books to a poor family nearby. I know they are poor because they only have a black and white TV. A boy opened the door. He looked at the books and said, "I've read them," and shut the door in my face. Monday, January the 19th. Pandora smiled at me today in the school dining room. I couldn't smile back because I was choking on a piece of meat. Typical. Tuesday, January the 20th. My mother is looking for a job. Soon I'll probably be a teenage criminal out on the streets. And who will look after the dog and give me my dinner? I will have to eat crisps and sweets until my teeth fall out and my skin is ruined. I think my mother is very selfish. She won't be any good anyway. She isn't very clever and she drinks too much at Christmas. I'm in a group at school that helps old people. I got an old man called Bert Baxter. He is 89 years old, so I don't suppose I will have him for long. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I hope he hasn't got a dog. I'm sick of dogs. Wednesday, January the 21st. Mr. and Mrs. Lucas are getting a divorce. My mother went next door to comfort Mr. Lucas. He must be very sad because my mother was still there when my father came home from work. Mrs. Lucas left in a taxi. My father took me to Mr. Baxter's house in the evening. When I knocked on the door, a dog started barking. I heard the sound of bottles and a man shouting loudly. I ran away. I hope it was the wrong house. I saw Nigel on the way home. He told me that Pandora's father is a milkman. I don't think I like her as much now. Thursday, January the 22nd. It's a lie about Pandora's father. He has an excellent job. Pandora says she'll hit Nigel if he tells lies. I'm in love with her again. My mother has an interview for a job. She's practicing her typing and isn't doing any cooking. My life will be terrible if she gets the job. I have to go and see Mr. Baxter tomorrow. It was the right house. Poor me. Saturday, January the 24th. Today was the most terrible day of my life. My mother has got a job. Mr. Lucas works in the same place. He will drive her there every day. And my father is in a bad mood. He thinks his car is going to break down. But worst of all, Mr. Baxter isn't a nice old man. He drinks and smokes and has a big dog called Sabre. But even worse than that, Pandora is going out with Nigel. I don't think I'll recover from the shock. Sunday, January the 25th. 10 a.m. I am ill with worry, too weak to write much. Nobody noticed I didn't eat any breakfast. 2 p.m. I had 2 aspirins at lunchtime and felt better. 6 p.m. Pandora, my lost love. Now I will never touch your treacle hair. 8 p.m. Pandora, Pandora, Pandora. 10 p.m. Why? Midnight. Had a sandwich. Feel better. I hope Nigel falls off his bike and is run over by a lorry. I will never speak to him again. He knew I loved Pandora. Monday, January the 26th. I had to leave my sick bed to visit Bert before school. I felt very weak, but an old lady with a long black moustache helped me walk to the front door. Bert was still in bed. He threw the key down and I opened the front door. He was lying in a dirty bed smoking a cigarette. There was a horrible smell in the room. I think it was coming from Bert. It was a disgusting room. He asked me to go and buy him a newspaper, so I was late for school. I got into trouble. That's what you get for helping people. I saw Pandora and Nigel standing close together at lunch today. Mr. Lucas is in bed. He's ill because his wife has left him. My mother is looking after him when she finishes work. She is the only person he will see. When will she find time to look after me and my father? My father is cross. I think he's jealous that Mr. Lucas doesn't want to see him. Midnight. Good night, Pandora, my treacle-haired love. Saturday, January the 31st. It's nearly February, and I have nobody to send a Valentine's Day card to.